Good morning. Thank you for calling customer service support. My name is Kenyatta. How may I assist you today?
Yes, hi. I noticed that my debit card was charged $60 yesterday, and I do not know why.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I'll be more than glad to assist you with that. Give me just a moment, please. Just a moment, ma'am. I'm still here. I'm getting my account loaded up. Give me just
Okay.
a moment. May I please have your zip code?
85003.
So I have 85003, correct?
Yes.
May I have your first and last name, please, ma'am?
Stacy, Stacy Garcia, Garcia.
Okay, give me just a moment. Let me locate that, please, ma'am. Just a moment, ma'am. I'm still trying to locate your account. Okay, so I did locate that account, Miss Stacy. For security purposes, may you please verify your shipping address for me?
310 West Yuma Street, apartment 508, Phoenix, Arizona 85003.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So I see that you did place an order for the melon pods and the smartwatch. The melon pod with some earbuds that say charge up like for 8 to 9 hours. They're compatible to any smartphone. And I also see you got the smartwatch as well. They help you monitor your heart rate, your blood pressure, your cholesterol.
Okay, but I haven't received anything.
Okay, so you it's saying it was delivered. Give me just a moment. Just a
I mean,
second.
I know that I ordered it last month and it was like $26, but I don't understand why $60 was charged to
Yes,
my
ma'am,
account
because you
yesterday.
didn't, yes, ma'am, because you did not, when you ordered that product, you was paying for the shipping and handling, and they also gave you a 14-day trial that you didn't, a 14-day trial that you had to call and get it canceled out so they wouldn't charge you the full price, but you did not cancel out within the 14 days, so they charge you the full price for that product.
Okay, well, I didn't receive anything, so I didn't know anything about a 14-day trial.
Okay, yes, ma'am, but they're saying that the United States Postal Service, saying they delivered this product out to you on March the 24th at 1:02 p.m., ma'am.
Okay, I live in an apartment complex and nothing's been delivered here.
Okay. Well, since it's saying it was delivered to you, ma'am, all I can do is offer to reship that product back out to you.
I'm moving. That's the thing. I'm moving in a week. But I don't know understand why $60 was charged to my account yesterday. That needs to be canceled.
Okay,
You're
well,
taking money that you have no business taking.
like I did say, ma'am, on the website, it did say that when you order this product, that you will be on a 14-day trial that you had to cancel within the 14 days. Not just that, you also agreed that you was aware that you will be on a 14-day trial as well, ma'am. Like, you had to agree to the terms and conditions for this product for you to be able to receive this product or for the order to go through. Because if you didn't agree to the terms and conditions, ma'am, it will not let you went any further with ordering the product.
Okay, well, I need to cancel it because I don't even know what it's for. I don't understand the program. I have no clue what you're talking about.
Okay, like I did say, it was for a smartwatch, man, that help you monitor
Right,
your.
I get that. I understand that. I'm not stupid. I'm just saying it needs to be canceled.
Okay, give me just a moment. Okay, so once they charge you that price, that full price, ma'am, that it was a one-time only charge. It's not like you'll be in charge every month that price. It was a one-time only charge. But give me just a moment. If you would like, I still be able to provide you with a cancellation number as well.
Okay.
Just a moment.
It makes me mad. I do these surveys. You get a gift, you pay for the gift, but then you don't get paid for doing the survey. It's like they completely throw you under the bus and you don't get paid the $300 for the survey that you just took.
Yes, ma'am, I understand.
So I don't even understand why you guys are doing this because it's false advertising. You know, you try to do a survey, do a good thing, order something, you know, and then either you don't get it or all of a sudden next month your credit card is charged.
Yes, ma'am. So I know if I reship this product out to you, ma'am, it will take like 2 or 3 business days for you to get it. So did you want me to reship it?
No, because it has not arrived here, and I'm going to call the bank and I'm going to fight it. Like I said, I'm moving. I am not going to be here in a week.
Well, if you have your new address, I can get it shipped to your new address, ma'am.
I don't have anything to change over right now. I just have to be out of here in a week. I have no idea where I'm going. It's just my car got shot up last week. I'm not waiting for another bullet to go through my window.
Okay, give me just a moment. Just a moment, ma'am. I'm still with you.
Okay.
Okay, and I do want to inform you, ma'am, that I know you said you was going to fight this with your bank, but even though when you fight this with the bank, what will happen? They will reimburse you the charges that came from your account. But once they reimburse you the charges came from your account, you will be like on a 14-day. I mean, I'm sorry, they will do an investigation that probably can take up to 2 weeks. Well, once they do the investigation, what will happen? They will call the company and see exactly what's going on. We will give them the terms and conditions that you did agree to. And we also will give them the tracking number of that product saying that it was delivered out to the address that we do have on file for you. So most of the time when they do verify everything and they do call the United States Postal Service and make sure that the mail carrier did deliver to it, I don't know if someone could have stole it off your doorstep or in front of your door, but I just seen that this product was delivered out to your house, ma'am. So what will happen, you will lose that dispute. Once you lose that dispute, what will happen? The same charges that they taken out of your account now, they will be giving that money back from you, ma'am. So if you can give me a brief moment, let me put you on a brief hold for a second. Let me see what options my supervisor do give me to help you out today, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. You're very welcome. Give me just a moment. Just a moment, please, ma'am.
Okay. I mean, since it was discharged on my account yesterday, I should be able to just cancel it, correct?
Well, with you canceling, ma'am, that's not saying that the charges will be reversed to you, ma'am, the money. Because once you agree to the terms and conditions on the account, ma'am, then that means you like agree that you understand if you don't cancel out within the 14 days, they charge you the full price.
See, that's what I don't understand, because I write everything down and nothing ever said anything about canceling in 2 weeks.
Yes, ma'am.
I mean, I don't even know what the $60 is charged for.
Yes, ma'am, like I did say, when you order that product, ma'am, if you did not call and cancel out and they charge you the full price for that product. So that's what they're charging you for. Because it was some earbuds as well as a smartwatch. So give me just
right.
Okay, ma'am, give me just a moment. So what I am going to do today is I'm going to go ahead and get this account canceled out for you. And as a courtesy, as you're moving and everything, I'm going to go ahead and refund you that charge back in full, because you did say you haven't received that product.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome. So give me just a moment. Give me a time enough to get this account canceled out for you, ma'am.
Okay.
Give me just a moment. Just a moment, ma'am. I got everything canceled out. Let me get this, your $59.97 refund it back to you, ma'am. Just a moment.
Thank you. That'll help because everything's going into storage tomorrow.
Yes, ma'am.
So that'll help.
Okay, so what I did was I did refund you the $59.97 and the $18.94 that came from your account. And
okay.
So you said it came from your account yesterday, so I'm not sure if it still was pending. But if it's still pending in your account, what will happen is just will go ahead and take those that pending charge away like it never came from your account. But if it don't, then it will take up to 3 to 5 business days for that money to get in your account. It really depends on your bank institution, ma'am.
Okay, yeah, they're pretty good about it, so.
Yes, ma'am. And so if you give me just another moment, I will be able to provide you with a cancellation number as well. I'm just waiting for it to load up, ma'am. And thank you for your patience.
Well, thank you for being so understanding.
Yes, ma'am. You're very welcome. Just a moment. Okay, so I do have everything canceled out for you, and I finally do have your cancellation number. So do you have a pen and paper handy, ma'am?
I do. Go ahead.
Okay, so your cancellation number will be C as in Charlie, the number 7, the number 2, the number 6, the number 4, the number 9, 0, the number 5, the number 2, the number 6, the number 6.
Okay, that's C as in Charles, 7264905266.
Yes, ma'am, that is correct.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am, so is there anything else I can assist you with today?
No, that's it. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. You're very welcome. I want to say thank you for calling customer service support, ma'am. I hope you have a great day and get everything worked out for you, ma'am.
Thank you. You have a good day also.
Yes, ma'am. You're very welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.